presented by Listen Headlines, latest financial news from trusted sources. Updating daily noontime New York City.
Armstrong Economics.
July 10th, 10:45 America, New York, Boris Johnson disaster, another WEF pawn falls. The post-Boris Johnson disaster, another WEF pawn falls first appeared on Armstrong Economics.
The Library of Economics and Liberty.
July 10th, 10:40 America, New York, socialists claims about capitalism. Capitalism makes people compete for scarce resources. People compete for scarce resources because scarce resources are, well, scarce. Free markets enable people to compete for resources peacefully.
Global Economy.
July 10th, 10:26 America, New York, calls for a just energy transition in Africa carry echoes of elite panic. Poor nations are right to point out the hypocrisy of demands they abandon fossil fuels, but its benefits must help their people.
Armstrong Economics.
July 10th, 10:19 America, New York, never forget. The post Never Forget first appeared on Armstrong Economics.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
July 10th, 9:37 America, New York, Macau shuts casinos as city enters week-long lockdown. Authorities are trying to contain a spiraling COVID-19 outbreak in the Chinese gambling hub, ordering all businesses aside from essential services to close and requiring residents to stay at home.
Daily FX Market News.
July 10th, 9 o'clock America, New York, stock market week ahead. S&AMP, P500 and AMP, DAX 40 forecast. All of nothing on US CPI. Russian gas flows key to Europe.
BBC News Business.
July 10th, 7:14 America, New York, flights will be more expensive, says IATA's Willie Walsh. Soaring fuel costs will be reflected in airline ticket prices, Willie Walsh warns.
Wall Street Journal Markets.
July 10th, 7 o'clock America, New York, for crypto survivors, there are deals to be had. A blowout in the cryptocurrency market sparked a wave of layoffs, punished valuations and drove some companies to bankruptcy. Now firms that still have capital are gearing up for a shopping spree.
New York Times Business.
July 10th, 7 o'clock America, New York, the week in business, a rude awakening for startups. Job growth remained strong last month. Company earnings season kicks off. And Elon Musk backs away from his deal for Twitter.
BBC News Business.
July 10th, 6:57 America, New York, Tory leadership race, rivals battle over tax-cutting pledges. Tax has emerged as a key battleground in the race to replace Boris Johnson as Prime Minister.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
July 10th, 5:33 America, New York, stocks face test as inflation looms over earnings season. Quarterly reports kick off this week with big financial companies. Some investors say corporate profit forecasts are overly optimistic.
Wall Street Journal Markets.
July 10th, 5:30 America, New York, inflation is latest driver of business insurance costs. Premiums have risen significantly in the past few years, partly in reaction to natural disasters, though the pace of increases now appears to be slowing.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
July 10th, 5:30 America, New York, tech's red-hot hiring spree shows signs of cooling. High-profile tech companies have announced plans to slow hiring or cut jobs, and are in some cases warning employees to brace themselves for tougher times. Global Economy.
July 10th, 5:29 America, New York, the commodities slump muddies an already complex picture. Prices of many goods at the center of the inflationary burst have fallen recently.
New York Times Business. July 10th, 5 o'clock America, New York, airline pilots seek big raises and broader changes. Pilots feel frustrated and overworked, issues that they say the air travel rebound has magnified by disrupting operations. More than 1,500 Delta Airlines pilots picketed across the country last month to raise awareness of their concerns. New York Times Business. July 10th, 5 o'clock America, New York, some surprising good news. Bookstores are booming and becoming more diverse. More than 300 bookstores have opened in the past couple of years, a revival that is meeting a demand for real recommendations from real people.
Marginal Revolution.
July 10th, 4:29 America, New York, Columbia markets in everything those new service sector jobs. Ex-guerrillas offer birdwatching, hiking and hearty campfire cuisine as part of Tierra Grata Ecotours in La Paz, a town near the border with Venezuela. Over a two-day hike along boggy mountain paths, Johnny Geraldo, a former FARC foot soldier, leads hardy tourists to Marquetalia, a hamlet.
Global economy.
July 10, 4 o'clock America, New York. Did U.S. inflation accelerate again in June? Market questions is the FT's guide to the week ahead.
Daily FX market news.
July 10, 3 o'clock America, New York. USD, CAD rate outlook hinges on Bank of Canada, BOC, rate decision. USD, CAD may face a larger correction ahead of the Bank of Canada, BOC, interest rate decision as the central bank is expected to normalize monetary policy at a faster pace.
Marginal revolution.
July 10, 055 America, New York, The World the Plague Made. The author is James Bellich, and the subtitle is The Black Death and the Rise of Europe. This is a fascinating but not entirely persuasive book. In any case, it is one of the books to read this year. Here is a summary sentence.
BBC News Business.
July 9, 2300 America, New York, Sajid Javid and Jeremy Hunt join Conservative Party leadership race. Contenders to replace Boris Johnson begin to set out their stalls, with many pledging lower taxes.
Daily FX Market News.
July 9, 2100 America, New York, USD Fundamental Forecast. Parity in reach as headwinds accrue. The euro came close to parity with the US dollar on Friday and looks likely to reach it. Germany records its first trade deficit in over 30 years and may have to ration gas.
Wall Street Journal Markets.
July 9, 1659 America, New York. Elon Musk is Twitter's material adverse effect. A settlement would beat a protracted legal battle for both sides, but the social network will still have to contend with the aftermath.
The Library of Economics and Liberty.
July 9, 1041 America, New York. Should the AEA have conferences in Canada? Some members of the American Economics Association have recently written to the AEA to ask that it move its 2023 meetings away from New Orleans and its 2024 meetings away from Texas.
Marginal revolution.
July 9, 749 America, New York, academia, and economics in particular, is becoming too elite. In 1970, just one in five U.S.-born Ph.D. graduates in economics had a parent with a graduate degree. Now, two-thirds of them do, according to a new analysis from the Peterson Institute for International Economics.